Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.
Today on Learn More, we are looking at the best activities for kids and teens over the summer. I've got Melanie Denner, a camp coordinator at IIL, the International Institute of Lancy, joining me today. And it is her job to create activities that inspire kids and keep them active. Melanie, thanks for joining me today and sharing some of your expertise.
Thanks, Kat. I'm very pleased to be with you today. Good morning, everyone. Yes, you know, as you know, summer is here now. You can feel, you know, the sunshine, and it's time for us to take, you know, the summer clothes out of the wardrobe and get the shorty pants, the t-shirt, and get it really in the summer spirits. But there's something, you know, as parents, we're always asking what would be the best activities for our kids, because summer might might be considered as very long, you know, it's 7 or 8 weeks of holidays, and as parents we're always wondering what to do with our kids, what to do to make them as an activity so they have fun and they can discover new things as well. So it might be tricky to find good activities.
It's daunting, isn't it? It's a long period to look after the kids for and to keep them entertained when they're used to so much structure as well. And so it is nice to have activities that are planned in there, things that you can work around, things that you can look forward to. And today we have broken it down. Thank you so much for doing this. We've broken down the activities that we're looking at today into things that are good for the body and good for the mind. So let's start this off with some activities that you found that are good for the body. Let's get active this summer. What do you suggest, Melanie?
Well, you know, Kat, since the post-COVID period, the cities are very keen to recreate the links between people, between children, between adults, and to get a bit of life back into the city. So, and obviously, one of the best way to do that is with sports. And the cities now are developing great spaces for sports, and they're creating temporary spaces. You know, if you look at, for example, spaces like the Canopé in Quai du Salvador or L'Asphalte in Junction area of Geneva, that's really a nice area, temporary spaces created on purpose to get a bit of life back into the cities. We also have skate parks. The skate park in Plein Palais in Geneva, for example, is celebrating its 10th anniversary. So that's really a point where, you know, children like to do a bit of sports, to socialize, have fun together, meet together. And obviously the cities, they're creating a lot of, you know, there are many sports events on offer, free outdoor classes of boot camp, aerobics, salsa, for example. There's also the Fête du Sport. So yeah, there's a lot of offers about sports activities in the cities.
I know that also you are embracing some urban themes within summer camps at IIL.
Sure. I mean, we know that, you know, kids, they like to be together, to do like some funky sports. And we've introduced a camp, a parkour camp, where actually children age 8+ would be able to jump and overcome obstacles and get in the urban mood.
Love it. So if people can get out the city, though, there's nothing wrong with that either over the summer. What would you do heading off to the mountains?
Well, I've got the mountain, obviously. You know, the ski resort, they need to attract people outside the ski season. And what we've realized throughout the years, the latest years, is that they're actually developing a great offer of outdoor activities. And it's really nice to be able to do fat biking and mountain biking, some paragliding, and you know, really enjoying nature and fresh air. And obviously in Switzerland, we've got this amazing setting. So it would be too bad not to enjoy it to the maximum. So, you know, at IIL camps, we also offer canyoning camps and outdoor climbing. So there are many activities to really enjoy the mountain outside the winter season.
Of course, heading off to the lake as well, nothing wrong with that. What inspo do you have if you fancy getting wet this summer?
Yeah, well, you know, the lake is so nice to be living in, you know, near the lake and this in this surrounding. So obviously the water activities are amazing, and the offer is still extending all the time. So with the, you know, the Plage des Ovives and Geneva Beach, and there are a lot of activities like pedal boats and paddling and sailing, and that's you know, great activities to do, you know, in the nature and enjoying the nature around us by the lake.
I certainly get the feeling that at IIL, you guys have a lot of different, very sporty summer camps over the whole summer period. Can you just give us a little run through of some of the different things that you have to offer and how long they might last? Are these all sort of day camps or weekly camps?
Well, they're actually weekly camps. In IIL camps, we offer really a variety of different camps. Obviously, the sports camps are a large part of our camps because we know that parents and children are keen to enjoy and practicing sports activities and discovering new sports and getting fit and obviously socializing as well with their friends. So we have the traditional sports, football or horse riding or basketball or table tennis camps that can be practiced, you know, in half days or entire days at IL. And also we offer new sports, you know, like canyoning and capoeira. We feel that, you know, children during the summer holiday, they're keen to discover as well new activities and maybe sports that they're not used to practice during the time at school. So we offer them the opportunity to try, you know, like urban dances and Aikido. And also we've introduced recently aerial pilates for kids and capoeira. So they've been very successful so far. So it's always a challenge for us to be able to find new camps and make sure that, you know, we offer great activities for, you know, children from 3 to 17 years old.
So these are some ideas that are great for the body. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be taking a look at some different inspiration that is good for kids and teens for the mind. Melanie, stay with us.
Thank you, Kaz. Yes, I'm here.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.
Today on Learn More, we're looking at the best activities for kids and teens over the summer. Melanie Danner is a camp coordinator at IIL, the International Institute of Lancy. She's creating all of the summer camps, but she's also, in order to get inspiration for that, looking at all the different activities that we can do all the way around the region. We've just been talking about great inspiration that's good for kids and teens to do with their bodies over this summer period. So lots of sporting events, even parkour, horse riding. We've mentioned all of that. Now it's time to focus on how to keep our minds active. So, Melanie, what would you suggest getting up to over the summer that's good for the mind?
Well, the same way, Kat, the cities are keen to develop their sports activities. They're also keen to recreate the links via cultural and artistic activities. And we've seen that as well, that, you know, people feel that it's time to enjoy and go back to the things they haven't been doing for the past 2 years, you know. So that means going back to music festivals and open air cinema and also the city that are organizing, you know, sciences nights and heritage days. And it's a great opportunity, you know. We throughout the years, we're rushing all around. And summer is here, so we can go and see an exhibition at the museum, maybe an exhibition we haven't had the time to do that before during the year. So summer is really, we take the time to do cultural and artistic things as well. So I think the offer offered in many cities in Switzerland is great and is expanding. So check out, you know, what is being done in your city and what you can discover. And you might be surprised of what is on offer.
Absolutely. Like you say, festivals, music concerts and the open air cinema and even checking out the local museums. So we're so guilty sometimes of not necessarily going to the museums that are in our city and yet doing them when we travel. What's that about? We should definitely check out the local museums, especially remembering that a lot of them are free on the first Sunday of every month as a top tip. What about travel? I know that obviously people are keen to travel over the summer.
Well, for sure. If there's one period of the year where you want to travel, you need a bit of either mountain or beaches or sand. And, you know, this is definitely in summer. And so what is good as well with traveling is that you want to have access to a new culture. You want to discover a new way of living. And this is, you know, unfortunately, not everyone can travel. And for the ones who can't, there's also a great offer to do so and discover new culture. And for example, the IL, we offer a camp called Made in Japan, where we actually introduce the Japanese culture to children, you know, from 8 to 13 years old. And we show them the calligraphy with the katana symbols of Japan. They can do some Aikido. They can do like sumo wrestling and a lot of activities around Japan and the cultural aspect of Japan. But this is the example at IL camps. But there are so many ways to discover and travel, even staying, you know, locally and you know, but in discovering new things in your cities.
And one thing as well I always like to do in terms of being inspired by travel is food. Maybe you can't get somewhere, but you can certainly try and make a dish from somewhere. So if you're feeling inspired by that, then maybe just some cooking or something might help. Also, something else that's big at the moment, I'm seeing lots of kind of technical classes cropping up, whether that's coding or robotics. That could be a good way. I know that you're quite keen and motivated with that sort of topic.
Well, definitely. You know, I think that's something as well what parents want to do as well. They want their children to enjoy summer and to, but they also want them to keep up with their knowledge and not lose everything they've learned throughout the year. And summer is a great way as well to learn as well new IT skills and already reinforce the one that, you know, they've learned throughout the year. And at IL camps, we provide a lot of different IT camps. So whether, you know, we're talking about robotics or coding or 3D video games creation, there are many, you know, techie camps that can be done and to improve the skills and also have fun, because now obviously with the development of social networks, and you can learn how to create a film for social network, but you can, you know, learn to code as well. So there are many techie classes on offer, and it's definitely a nice moment summer to keep up on that and to improve the skills.
You've certainly given us a lot of inspiration. I didn't mention earlier, but when we were talking about cultural and artistic offerings throughout Geneva and around many major cities as well, it's worth mentioning that you guys are also doing things like a Broadway musical and performing arts camp too, and graffiti art as well. So lots of different things to get kids and teens motivated. If people are interested specifically in the camps that you do, where you're using all of this inspiration that we've mentioned and creating camps for kids and teens, you've created lots and lots of different options. If people would like to browse the different week-long camps that you do, what's the website? Where do they go?
Well, they simply need to go iil-camps.ch, and they found all the information about our different camps. We've got over 70 camps this summer. We are running camps in July and August, and obviously all the other holidays through the year. And this summer, it promises to be great fun, because we've got a lot of new classes and new camps. And we've partnered with a dozen of new partners and local suppliers in the area. So it promises to be really great fun. So we really look forward to having you at IL camps.
Thanks so much, Melanie Denner, for telling us all about the different activities that we can do, for giving us some great inspiration over the next couple of months and over the summer holidays. Thank you so much. Wishing you a wonderful summer.
Thank you, Gar. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.